You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hello, dear listener, reporting again from the van with a plan to give you some delightful cheese for this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, bringing you the official slogan is Daffodil.
The wacky, the warped, and the weird every week, your tornado on the radio.
Yes, and did you know, Daffodil, that the mouse has some cheese?
The House of Mouse has tons of cheese.
The House of Mouse, exactly. Disney themselves have lots of cheese. And we're going to look at one particular artist from the late 1950s, early 1960s that was big as, Britney Spears came out of the House of Mouse. Christina Aguilera came out of the House of Mouse. So did Annette Funicello.
But she was first.
She was one of the pioneers, but she was always very cheesy, too. And she put out a couple albums. We're going to take a look at one of the albums called Postcards from Hawaiianette. Ain't that catchy?
It is very catchy.
And in the why would you want to play that? You've seen them on the road. You may have actually used one. But
or
now,
had an accident driving one.
No, don't go there, please. No. Nevertheless, we're going to tell you about someone who's going to sing about one. That's why we want to play it for you. But we're starting off with Lenny D and some interesting instrumentals from the late 1960s. These are covers of hit records from the late 1960s. You probably know about Sweet Caroline at some point. But we're going to play that shortly. But we're starting off with a Kenny Rogers classic, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. The instrumental version on
Cheese Please.
Yeah. rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Please, with Lenny D making the rock and roll cool with the adults, you could say, and Sweet Caroline. Before that, he did Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, another top 40 hit from the late 1960s, both, I believe, from 1969. And that was around the same time as the easy listening renaissance came back. They liked that nice, easy listening sound on the radio. So they played Lenny D, I guess. Make sense, Daffodil?
Total sense.
Of course. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to talk about Annette.
Annette, Disney's princess.
Yes. Do you know that she was the most popular character, actor, whatever, on the Mickey Mouse Club?
Really?
She was getting about 6,000 letters a month.
And probably had to hire a staff to read them all.
And she was one of the few people chosen for Mickey Mouse Club personally by Walt Disney.
Really?
Yes, he saw her in a performance of Swan Lake.
Okay.
And said, I want that girl.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's Walt, man. You can't say no to Walt.
Yes, but apparently when her song, How Will I Know My Love, became really popular during the Annette serial on the Mickey Mouse Club, he very reluctantly gave her a recording contract.
Oh.
And then...
The evil mouse appears.
The evil mouse occasionally rears its ugly head.
Oh. Why did he reluct it? I mean, the girl could sing.
I know, but I think he wanted to keep her on the Mickey Mouse Club and acting and not so much the singing.
Yeah, and she was tied into Canadian Paul Anka at one point.
Yes.
He wrote Puppy Love for her or something like that.
Or about her.
Yeah, or something like that.
And she sang Tall Paul.
Yes. So she returned the favor, so to speak. But we're focusing on this week, Postcards from Hawaii Annette, as Annette decides to go to Hawaii and experience the lovely atmosphere that Hawaii is. I wouldn't know. I can't drive a van there, but you know, like I'm assuming that's the case. We're going to play Date Night in Hawaii a little later on, but we're starting off with Hawaiianette on
Cheese Please. I didn't know his name, I couldn't tell him mine, I couldn't speak a word of Hawaiian. But something in his eyes told me he was wise, he knew I really wasn't Hawaiian. I started to confess, and then you'll never guess, he laughed and said to me, I think that you're much cuter than the day we met in Utica, and you were in the second grade with me.
Sits at home when starlight shines upon Hawaiian shores. 'Cause on the island state, every night is great. Oh, every night is date night in Hawaii. Two by two they go surf riding under the banana moon. 'Cause on the island state, every night is great. Oh, every night is date night in Hawaii. Every night is date night in Hawaii.
Annette Funicello, also known as Annette, and Date Night in Hawaii, as we profile her album, Postcards from Annette, on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and here's a couple of more cool things.
Oh, what?
Well, she recorded a couple of songs, including Train of Love, which was written by Paul Anka.
Sure.
She recorded a reworking of another Paul Anka song, Toot Sweet, which was called It's Really Love.
Okay.
And apparently Paul Anka got quite the crush on her.
Oh.
But she was a year younger.
This was like true then.
And Paul, and apparently Walt Disney protected her because she was underage, but so was he at the time, from his advances. And apparently he wrote Puppy Love, inspired by his hopelessly unlikely romantic crush on Annette Funicello.
And that was a big hit for him, too.
And it was.
He sounds like Taylor Swift back then, you know?
I know.
Have problems with your love life? Write a song.
Yeah, apparently Funicello was very uncomfortable being thought of as a singer because she really thought of herself as an actress.
I see.
But yet her songs were really popular, and one of her most popular songs was Pineapple Princess.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, it's popular with me. I like it.
I know. It's one of our favorite songs here on Cheese Please.
And we're going to play it right now on
Cheese Please.
All day as he plays ukulele on the hill above the bay. Pineapple Princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen. I saw a boy on Oahu Isle, floating down the bay on a crocodile. He waved at me and he swam ashore, and I knew he'd be mine. All day as he plays ukulele on the hill above the bay. Pineapple Princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen. He sings his song from banana trees. He even sings to me on his water skis. We went skin diving the blue. He sang and played his ukulele too. Pineapple Princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen. We'll settle down in a bamboo hut and he will be my own little coconut. Then we'll be beachcombing royalty on Wiki Wiki Wacky Waikiki. Pineapple Princess, he calls me Pineapple Princess all day as he plays ukulele on the hill above the bay. Pineapple Princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Keith, please, I'll never get sick of hearing that. I tell you, I just crank it up at the van at the stop sign and they look at me weird.
But it makes everybody smile.
I know, that's the fun thing, and I love making people look at me thinking I'm weird. Just for the heck of it.
I know.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and just a few more quick Annette things.
Just a few more.
In December 1959, she tried to have her contract with Disney set aside.
Okay.
Claiming it was inequitable and that she was without an agent or legal counsel when she signed it. I think she actually wasn't even old enough to sign it.
Probably not.
The court said no.
Oh.
But she eventually moved on from being a Disney princess to become a teen idol.
Oh, of course. She teamed up with Frankie Avalon at one point, didn't she?
Yeah, to do those beach party movies.
Yes. And then hawking peanut butter in the 80s. And then she returned to the beach thing in the late 1980s with the movie Back to the Beach, which is probably the only time you'll ever see Pee-wee Herman actually sing.
This is true.
He did, what the heck was that? Surfin' Bird. That's what it was. And it's actually on the soundtrack. We'll have to find that.
Yes, we should play that.
Yes, but not now.
Because we have to do this.
And now, for something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Okay, you've seen them in the neighborhood. You've seen them on the highway. You may have actually used one. But this country singer sings about one. What is it, Daffodil?
It's the U-Haul trailer.
Cal Cavendish on...
Cheese, Please.
Well, it's goodbye town. See you around. Boss man on the job has been my jailer. Come on, hon. The packing's done. And our future loaded on that U-Haul trailer. Well, I'm driving to the nearest service station. It has U-Haul trailers waiting in the road. And I'll tell the man at the time that I was moving to a place somewhere that I don't even know. And if he wants to know my destination, well, I'll tell him pick out any place that's far. Then he can hook that new and shiny U-Haul trailer to the back of my old trusty beat-up car. Then it's goodbye town, see you around. Boss man on the job that's been my jailer. The packing's done and our future loaded on the U-Haul trailer. But my temper's short from working at the bottom ever since I've worked inside that factory. And it's not fair to make you put up with my weakness, and I need the love you've always given me. So it's goodbye town, see you around. Boss man on the job has been my jailer. The packing's done and our future loaded on the U-Haul trailer. Out on the road we go, just hear them tires humming. And once more I've got a free and open mind. Sure we've left a lot, but honey let me tell you, there's a lot more life for living down the line. And it's goodbye town, see you around. Boss man on the job has been my jailer. Come on, hon, the packing's done and our future loaded on the U-Haul trailer. Yes, our future loaded on the U-Haul trailer.
Keys Please with Cal Cavendish. Is that his real name?
Could be.
And U-Haul trailer on our Why Do You Want to Play That? On the show this week, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and Cheese Please again.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, I mean, if you have to, ever have to rent anything U-Haul, make sure you get the insurance.
Yes, always.
Yeah, because you don't want to know what I went through.
Yes, always.
You don't want to know at all, right, Daffodil?
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, but they don't know.
I know.
So maybe you should... tell them? Or I should.
Well, I'll tell you what, dear listener. Once upon a time, when Snarf Dude was trying to do a good deed for a friend, I put friend in quotation marks there.
Yeah.
The U-Haul trailer was higher than they said it was, and the balcony was lower than they said it was, and the two met in a way that was not pleasant.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Your sound effect not so great, but...
No.
Listener can get the image.
And the superintendent came out and started yelling at me. The cops appeared. They looked at my insurance and said, oh, well, that's okay. You're fine. And then they drove away.
And the landlord was not so pleased.
No. So,
but
so,
we were good.
Yes. And the whole thing is, keep in mind, if you have to get anything of a rental moving company at all... make sure you get insurance. That's very important.
Yes, it is.
That's all I get to say.
And then we have insurance on the glove compartment because, you know, the noises it makes are unholy.
What happens if I get my arm gets cut off, you know? That's why we have insurance for that. Okay, is it time to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. Got it. Made it that time.
Yeah, almost lost a fingernail.
No. It wasn't that close.
So what's in there?
We have Frank Richardson from 1924. and Ukulele Lube. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back. I'm sure we will have more shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.